Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Rob Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. And tonight you're in for a very special enlightenment about taxes. Dean Druin with the United Tax Group. And what Dean does is negotiate with taxes. And he's really a middleman between the person getting audited and the IRS. And I'm going to be up front. I'm also a client of the United Tax Group. And I want to welcome Dean to the show. And welcome, Dean.
Thank you very much, Rob. Very much appreciated. Glad to be on the show. And I certainly hope we're able to help many of your listeners.
Well, that's what we'll do. We're going to do that. And also, Dean, when it comes to filling out your taxes, and, you know, you're sitting down there and you're thinking this is a gray area or this is this, what is some of the little things that really triggers an IRS audit and they really start paying attention to?
Well, I'll tell you, there are several reasons why people would get audited. I run across so many, it's hard to pinpoint just a few. But, you know, number one, I think, would be underreporting issues, which basically means, you know, you didn't include all of the income that you had made in that year, so it didn't match up with what was in the transcripts at the IRS. And when that happens, they come back, hit you with the underreporting penalties, and, you know, basically assess you additional tax right at that point. And in that particular case, that's an audit that you just can't win. You're stuck with on that one. The other one that comes up quite a bit is individuals claiming children that are not theirs, you know, that they don't live with, or maybe they're someone else's children and someone else claimed them. That comes up a lot as far as earned income credits that are taken away. I would also have to say, if you're dealing with a CPA that, or an accountant that's doing your tax returns, and the refund is excessively larger than what you're normally used to, 9 times out of 10, you're probably playing in a gray area, and you don't even know it. And I go back to that old term, you know, it sounds too good to be true. Well, it probably is. And if they're taking too many exemptions, claiming too many expenses that aren't valid, and basically what you find out when you get into an audit, not only do you have to return the refund they gave you because of the audit, but once they prove that the expenses were not valid, you know, you're hit with accuracy penalties and everything else, and it surmounts to be quite a bit of money.
And that's very true. And, you know, everything you do basically is transcripted somewhere, and they can go check on just about anything anywhere, can't they, Dean?
Oh, most definitely. As a matter of fact, you know, when you come on board with my company, as you found out as well, you know, the first thing that we do is order the IRS transcripts so that when either I'm speaking with you or one of my representatives are going over your case, we're looking at the transcripts line by line, item by item, to see where this case went and, you know, what the IRS has documented on it and where they plan on going with it. 9 times out of 10, you know, there's always something documented somewhere which is not going to correlate if you're walking in those gray lines.
And I traveled a lot as an electrician, and I took the deductions, but I used a CPA. But how do CPAs know the tax code but not the tax laws? Is there a difference there?
Well, I couldn't tell you, to be honest. You know, I can't speak for other people, and, you know, I don't claim to be a professional tax preparer, although I do have many people at my company that do that. You know, I specialize in negotiating tax debt, but all I can say is this: if you do use a CPA that has done your taxes incorrectly, and they were the ones basically responsible for the errors, it doesn't really matter in the IRS's eyes. And that's the sad part of the truth is, even though you hired the CPA for their expertise, the responsibility still falls on you. You know, you can try and tell the IRS, well, I didn't know my CPA prepared the return this way. I just signed it. They're going to basically tell you, you know, it's kind of like that old cliche, ignorance is no excuse for, you know, disobeying the law. So you're still stuck, even though you hired them for their expertise. You know, you're the one that's responsible.
It's kind of like being the second co-signer on a car that nobody pays for. You're still stuck.
Exactly. Exactly.
But now, Dean, when it comes to negotiating with the IRS, which you guys do, how is it? Because I went in, Dean, and I tried to be upfront and just honest with them, and they kind of just giggled at me. They was nice about it, but they giggled. How is it that a person is better off getting somebody like United Tax Group at unitedtaxgroup.com, and Dean's phone number is 561-935-1108, to be the go-between and take some of the angst out, because you guys actually deal with them and understand them a lot more than people. So how does that really benefit the guy, person that's getting audited?
Well, you know, again, it goes to experience. Me personally, I've been in this industry for over 17 years. And, you know, what got me into this industry was because I made some mistakes of my own beforehand. And I made the mistake of not filing for many years. And I was in trouble with the IRS when I was much younger. And once I realized that there were ways to repair it and to get back on track, you know, the light bulb went off in my head at that time that there had to be plenty of other people in this country that made the same mistakes I did. So ever since then, I've been helping those people. So not only do I know how it is to fix it on a professional level, but you know, I've also been through it personally as well. And I know it's a big weight on everybody's shoulder and keeps you up at night and, you know, not knowing what's going to happen. And it's kind of a never-ending cycle. But the benefit between having someone experienced like us is just for that same reason. I mean, I don't try and fix my car, because I know if I try and fix my car, I'm going to have to pay somebody to fix what I broke when I tried to fix it. It's the same thing here. You know, we've been doing it for many years. We know what the IRS is going to do next before they even do it, because we've seen it hundreds, even thousands of times before. The IRS, you know, they're the biggest and strongest collection agency in the United States. They're going to try and collect from you in any way they possibly can. And obviously, if you don't know your rights, they're going to take advantage of it. I see them do it all the time. So it's very, very important if you have tax debt and you're finding yourself fall behind and you see this snowball just growing, get professional help. Don't try and do it on your own or you'll end up like me when I try and fix my car. It ends up costing you a heck of a lot more money in the long run than it would if you would just get professional help right from the beginning. Be proactive rather than reactive, because it's a lot easier to prevent the IRS from taking your money than it is to get it back after they've already taken it.
And now you said a lot of pertinent things in there, but the one that is people, when they get the IRS first letter, how do people try to hide thinking it's going to go away, then they let it snowball until the IRS does come in and take the money? And how would that, and is it that what happens to a lot of people? They just get in fear and hope it goes away?
Yeah, well, procrastination, I guess, is what they call it. And as with many things in life, it can be your own worst enemy, you know, and unfortunately when that first letter comes in, you know, it's not that threatening. And then, you know, later on, some other letters start coming in. And pretty soon, you know, what I hear and what I did in the past is, you know, I just stopped opening them. I didn't want to see what was in there. I mean, it wasn't affecting me right now. And, you know, many of the people, especially in today's economy, they're already struggling, trying to get by. Everybody's living from paycheck to paycheck. Just some people's paychecks are bigger than others. And if you have a tax problem, you know, they know it's there, but I don't think they realize the consequences of just trying to pretend that it's not there. And I think, as a lot of people have found out, playing ostrich on this, burying your head in the sand, only makes the never-ending cycle keep going on and on.
Well, when you bury your head in the sand, Dean, there's one other part of your anatomy sticking up, and they really wallop on that.
That's for sure. I couldn't have said it better, Rob.
But, you know, Dean, I hired the United Tax Group, and I talked to several others before I talked to you guys, but you guys were the most cordial to me, and you were the most upfront, and you were the most easy to deal with, and I'm going to be upfront with that. And you guys have always been in contact with me if there's anything, and it's really been really a, well, I mean, I caused it. I don't care what anybody says at CPA. I did it. Nobody else. But I didn't hide from them. And the second I went through the court, you know, started going through the court system, the appeal, I got down to where it was going to get close, and I said, and I really discovered, I absolutely had no idea. But as soon as I called you guys, it took a big burden off of me. And now I just wait for what you guys tell me to do, and I listen to you guys, and it's very easy, and you guys are very good. And Dean Drillin with the tax group is my guest. Now, Dean, when people call you, what to me it was your honesty and your core, and the people to deal with were very good. So what is the first thing you guys really, really do when somebody calls, and what sets you apart to me outside of there was a cordial? But there was another thing. You guys actually talked like you knew what you was doing. That's one thing. So how does you guys prepare yourself to deal with these situations?
Well, first of all, I personally train all of the first people that you initially speak with. And, you know, they have to go through months and months of training before I actually let them speak with the people and try and offer solutions. They need to know it themselves first. So they have to go through rigorous training with me. And, you know, I never wanted a company to treat clients like the IRS is. I mean, I don't know if anybody else has dealt with it before, but, you know, I've dealt with attorneys in the past and some CPAs, and, you know, and any other type of professional executive. There are those out there that are kind of, you know, nose up in the air, I know best, and just listen to me, and this is what you're paying me for kind of thing. And, you know, quite frankly, I don't respect it. And it's not the way I want to treat people. It's not the way I want to be treated. If people want that type of an attitude, then, you know, they could always just call the IRS and get that for free. The idea behind hiring us is so that, well, you can sleep better at night, knowing that you're in good hands and your case is being handled effectively and efficiently, and you don't have to worry about it. That's the whole idea, you know, and that's what we try and portray. And we make sure that when we're speaking to people, we try and give them the clearest understanding as possible. We don't promise a magic wand approach or anything like that. You know, we make it very clear that every case has its own specific remedy. And at the same time, I try and under-promise and over-deliver so that if it comes out better than what I stated in the beginning, you end up looking like a hero in the end. And I like that ending a whole lot better.
I actually astounded on what you said, because I tried to get you guys, your people to say something, and they wouldn't. They said, we're going to do the best we can, and that's as good as it gets. And that made me feel good, because they weren't trying to sell me a bill of goods. And also, I guess you got to say something else by the United Tax Group. They were the most reasonably priced in the whole operation that I went through, and all the other companies. But anyway, Dean, when people are dealing with this, by hiring you, it takes a lot of angst. What is the highest quality you think you have for United Tax Group that really allows you to work with the IRS?
I would think, again, you know, that's going to be just the experience alone. I mean, between all of us together, I mean, I've handpicked some really top-notch enrolled agents, tax professionals to work on these cases. We've developed a great flow-through process as far as administration. And, you know, we're on top of it. When the IRS calls us regarding your case, whether it be due to deadlines or resolutions, we're right on top of it. We have everything all organized in a specific program just for this type of situation so that, you know, we're never left kind of guessing at what's going on. We already know what's going to happen next. As I said earlier, we're prepared for it. And when the IRS tries to push the envelope or step over that gray line, you know, we're right there to put them right back in line. We know what they can do, and we know what they're not allowed to do. And I think that's where the big benefit comes in. You know, everyone out there thinks, you know, when they get in trouble, well, I better go get a tax attorney. You know, they're going to save me. But you know what? Plain and simple fact is, in all the years I've been doing this, I've had to interview hundreds and hundreds of tax professionals, from CPAs, enrolled agents, tax attorneys, you name it. I've interviewed them, and very, very few. And I would have to say as little as 2% of them have ever negotiated back tax debt. You know, they always have their specialization, whether it be bookkeeping, tax returns, or if it was tax attorneys, maybe it was some type of corporate tax law that they were doing or international, but they never specialized in doing tax debt negotiation, and that's where we come in. It's a specialized industry. You need to have someone with experience, and you just need to make sure that, you know, whoever it is you're dealing with has a fantastic track record and a great reputation, plain and simple. And that's where we come in, and we try and keep that the best that we possibly can and keep everybody as happy as we can.
Well, I've got to point something out to everybody that's listening. If you're listening, you're hearing the power in Dean's voice, but you hear a self-respecting confidence in there when he deals with this. And so if he was an IRS agent and Dean called you, how would you feel? Because you're dealing with a confident man. But there's one thing that when I started talking to your people, they told me, how big is actually the tax law code? I mean, how big is it? I don't know if they told me, but it's about the size of a desk or something like that. Or how big is it, Dean?
I couldn't tell you. I know it's very, very thick. I can tell you this, you know, just that to accomplish simple programs like offering compromises and stuff like that, some of those are as thick as a phone book. And, I mean, we're only talking about, you know, forms to fill out in regards to one program for one case. Tax law and tax codes, I mean, there's so many of them, it's ridiculous. And quite frankly, you know, there are other shysters out there that play on this tax law saying, I guess you could call it. There, I don't know if you've ever heard of Irwin Schiff or people like that that claim, you know, you don't have to pay taxes because there is no actual law that says you have to. Well, you know, there is no law that says you have to, but quite frankly, if you don't, you end up right where Irwin Schiff is right now in prison. So as far as the laws go and how big the books are, I mean, I couldn't tell you how many or how big they are, but I tell you this much, it's much easier to just roll with the system, you know, stay in line, stay on track, and like I said before, be proactive rather than reactive. It's a whole lot easier.
Well, here's one thing I have discovered myself, but I discovered this in the late 90s. The trouble mm-hmm. with the IRS is they make the law. They
mm-hmm.
make the rules.
Yep.
It's kind of like being the biggest kid in the school, a senior playing with a first grader. That's about what this is like. But now, Dean, what's that?
I was saying, and if you try and fight them, they're fighting you with your own money, so it's kind of pointless.
And if they don't like the law they have, they'll pass another one to make it so they like it better.
There you go.
I mean, and you know, here's the thing. This is something I discovered. You know, taxes aren't my favorite thing, but every time I'm driving down the road and it's a good road, I kind of like my tax money. We get a lot for considering, but we also have a lot of other stuff, but we're only looking at the negative, Dean, but there's a lot of good stuff that comes with the taxes, too.
Yeah, of course. You know, I wish we had more say in where our tax money went. And, you know, obviously when you see these things that are broadcasting and in the media of, you know, what our people's tax dollars have gone to, sometimes it sickens me. But there are many good things that come from it, and I just wish we had more choice in what it went towards.
That's me, too. And, you know, everybody wants to pay less taxes, but every time something happens, somebody's living off the first thing they want is the government to help them. Well, when you want
exactly.
help, somebody's got to pay for that, isn't that? Now, the United Tax Group, Dean, was real cordial to me, but they was also, when they talk to you, they don't waste their breath. And I got to be very upfront. I was dealing with a gentleman. He was very frank. And if you ask them a question, they really give you an honest answer.
Right.
And that was one thing that really was, really made me feel better once I talked to them. And they don't make frivolous calls, you don't. Dean, your calls, when you call, it's important. And that made me feel good. But, Dean, other than that, when you're starting to deal with the IRS, you guys also, every once in a while, get on a kind of a name-to-name basis, so you kind of know what you're going to get before you happen. Is that true, or is that just something I'm dreaming up?
If we're dealing with revenue officers in a certain area, you know, we may have dealt with that same one a few times before. But right now, their collection employees have grown to such a number that when we call into the tax practitioner's hotline, we have a special hotline that we have to call so that we don't have to stay on hold forever. We get different people in different parts of the country in different offices every day. And I could write down that agent's name and ID number. And if I tried to call back and ask for that agent again, there would be no way to get him. So unless it's a revenue officer or an examination agent, or something along those lines, then it would be someone different every time.
Okay, that was something I was just curious about there.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have such a large crew over there, you know.
Well, the government wants money, and they want to find everybody that's not being totally honest on their taxes, like a little like
right.
me. And I was honest. I thought I was doing right. But I'm going to tell you the biggest problem I had and what really happened. I thought I knew something, and that's where I got in trouble. I'm going to be right up front. I don't know nothing about taxes, and now I know I really don't, because I can read the interpretation. Isn't there a lot to just how who interprets it and how they interpret it, Dean?
Yeah, you would think so. But it's also that old saying, you know, you can have just enough information to get you in trouble. You know, and there is a lot of hearsay out there and a lot of wise tales. And, you know, you're taking advice maybe from someone that took advice from another person that gave them bad advice. You know, and it all comes through the grapevine. And you think you're doing the right thing. And, you know, obviously a lot of times when people are trying to file themselves, they're also trying to save themselves some money. And or maybe trying to learn how to do it on their own, whichever it may be. You know, even the most minor of mistakes can really end up being something to bite you if it isn't handled appropriately. So, you know, again, it's still that same respect and that same aspect. I mean, always have someone that has years of experience. Always have someone that you know you can trust. When it comes to doing your taxes, there's no replacement for knowledge and experience.
And that's absolutely true. But, Dean, you also do individual taxes and corporate taxes, don't you? Somebody chose just to use you right away and let you fill out
the
taxes?
Oh, yeah, of course, of course. We don't normally market for it, but because we have thousands of clients, obviously every year we have thousands of tax returns to do. We have to keep our clients in compliance with the taxing authorities in order to continue working on the cases. And obviously they always end up referring their friends, and their friends refer their friends. So, yeah, we do a lot of returns every year for both individual and corporate. So it is a big department that we have over here. And one thing I wanted to bring up as well, I don't think a lot of people are aware of this. And we talk a lot about the IRS. And I'll tell you what, the state tax agencies out there, a lot of them are much more aggressive than the IRS will ever be. So if you're finding yourself in trouble with the state, again, even that much more important to handle it appropriately. I mean, we're finding that some states out there are even suspending driver's licenses, even going so low as to revoking fishing licenses because taxes aren't paid. So it gets pretty darn ridiculous.
You know, it's kind of ironic. I had a guy riding with me, and he just dealt with the Washington State people that way, and it was very, he said it was very, very, very challenging. And
they won't even let you register your vehicle.
Yeah, and you know, that's something that everybody needs to know. But, Dean, when it comes to taxes and the United Tax Group, what will people really, really experience, and how will that help them in taxes and keep them from getting audited?
Well, what I always tell my clients is, number one, my job is to get you out of the problem from the past and to educate you moving forward so that these same type of problems don't continue to happen. And I think that's where we're different from a lot of companies out there. My whole goal is to put you in the best position you can be in as far as the taxes are concerned. And again, give you enough education so that moving forward, you won't have these problems at all. It's very beneficial in that respect. No sense fixing problems in the past if you're going to continue to have more moving forward.
And Dean, this is also a question. If you've been audited once, what's your chances of getting audited just about every year until they find nothing new?
Well, if you get audited once in 1 year and they find in that audit that there were discrepancies or deficiencies, you can automatically count on them going back 2 years or going forward 2 years, depending on whichever year was audited to begin with, automatically. So if there was one audit that you didn't win, they're going to do two other ones right away. And you can bet your bottom dollar moving forward, yeah, there will be a red flag on you for future years.
And that's why United Tax Group is going to be doing my taxes this year. And it's UnitedTaxGroup.com, and Dean's number is 561-935-1108. Dean, you guys also have an 800 number that people can call?
Yes.
I forgot to
mention. Yes, we do. It's 877-829-3703.
I didn't get that wrote down. The lady interrupted. It's 877.
That's all right. 877-829-3703. Okay, and you can call that from anywhere in the country.
And, Dean, I really want to thank you because I've learned a lot about that. But how do you have the education on your website people can go to and read before they even start doing their taxes?
I'm sorry, you were breaking up in the beginning of that. I didn't hear you.
Do you have a place where people can call or go on your website and read about how to really start educating themselves about taxes?
Well, on the website, I mean, we have a lot of different scenarios. Basically, you know, if you're getting a bunch of penalties or if your bank account's been levied, what you should do. And, you know, but a lot of it involves, obviously, contacting us after you've taken the necessary precautions and allowing us to move forward to help you to fix it. But there are a bunch of different scenarios. There's also some tax help videos that I have up there where I'm talking about different tax scenarios, what you should, what you shouldn't do. Now, I hope everybody finds them helpful. There is a plethora of information on the website. But again, you know, like we said earlier, you know, a little bit of knowledge can cause you some trouble. So fill yourselves up with the knowledge that you see. Give us a call and let us help you walk you through it and make it a whole lot easier.
Now, this is something that just come to me. Look at the videos, read the stuff, and then call them so you understand what they're telling you.
Precisely.
I got that out of that because that's what happened to me. I'll be honest with you. I knew less than nothing and thought I knew something, and that's why I'm a client of yours. It's because
we're very glad to have you, Rob.
And anyway, Dean, the show has come to an end. Dean Druin with United Tax Group at unitedtaxgroup.com is my guest. And Dean, this has been an absolute privilege to have you on the show. And I want to thank all the listeners.
Thank you so much, Rob. Thank you for everybody listening. And like I said, give me a call if you need my help. And of course, Rob, call me anytime if you need me.
I will. Anyway, we'll talk to you later, and you take care, Dean, and good night.
Thank you. Good night.